Welcome back to 2020 Did It To Me, the show that seeks to understand how our lives have changed since 2020. I'm Brenna Chambliss. I feel so seen by the research I'm going to share with you today. Research is showing we as citizens of Earth have changed personality-wise since 2020. This makes so much sense to me. I am so excited to keep following the research and see what else we continue to learn about how 2020 has and is still shaping our human experience today. Apparently, according to an NPR article by Maggie Mertens, it's actually quite rare to see population-wide personality shifts, even after stressful events. But this is actually what psychologists have noticed since the pandemic. In the article, Mertens unpacks a study shared in the journal PLOS ONE, where researchers tracked personality changes as the pandemic went on. They measured Americans' levels of neuroticism, extroversion, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness before March 2020, then during early lockdown in 2020, and again in 2021 or 2022. The big thing they found was that early on in the pandemic, there was a decrease in neuroticism, aka that stress and negative emotion, among Americans. If you remember, when the pandemic began, there seemed to be a collective sort of camaraderie. We were in this together. We were banging our pots and pans for the nurses and doctors. We were shopping for our elderly neighbors. We were generally supporting each other. In the third time frame of this study, later on in the pandemic, researchers found, and I quote, significant declines in the traits that help us navigate social situations, trust each other, think creatively, and act responsibly, especially among young adults. So simply put, young adults had a decline in agreeableness and conscientiousness and an increase in neuroticism. And this is what the study calls disrupted maturity. And that kind of makes sense considering their school, social life, and work were totally disrupted due to the pandemic. And all of this could have significant negative implications in the future, according to Joshua Jackson, who is an associate professor of psychology at Washington University in St. Louis, and he was not involved in the study. So Jackson says in Merton's article that agreeableness and conscientiousness, two of those characteristics that declined throughout the pandemic for young folks, are, quote, associated with success in the workforce and in relationships. And then you have to consider increased neuroticism, which Jackson says is, again, quote, linked with risky health behaviors and poor mental health. So because of all of this, some experts are expecting to see an increase in poor mental health and general health in this group. Mertens notes that while these personality changes were not necessarily super large, they were pretty on par with the typical amount of personality change normally found in a decade of life. So basically, that means the amount of personality change the study found across the lifespan of about 3 years of the pandemic equals to what we normally experience in 10 years of life. So I will point out here that Mertens does note in this article that the study was not perfect, and you can't really pinpoint what specifically impacted these personality shifts over the last few years. We have to consider everything else that took place around this time frame. It wasn't just the pandemic, and this is something I've been saying this entire podcast. Mertens writes in the article, and I quote here, "The mass shift to virtual school and work, increased economic stratification, the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement as examples of everything that went into making 2020 what it was." Brent Roberts, a professor of psychology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, who also was not involved in the study, says surveys have found that especially younger people, quote, feel a lot less hope for their future economic viability. This is something that I also mentioned in my last episode on birth rates. Roberts says this could explain why we're seeing this subtle decrease in the personality shifts, often related to feeling connected to and feeling effective in society. So yeah, this was a really interesting study that highlighted how much the younger population's personalities may have been impacted by everything we lived through in the early 2020s. I will share the links to the article and the study in my show notes if you want to dive in deeper and see graphs of the specific numbers of how those personality traits shifted over time in the 2020s. To go a little deeper here, let's now take a look at another article about how the pandemic may have changed the way we view our identities. This one is by Nayantara Dutta in a 2020 Time article. Dutta explains a 2020 study by Guido Alessandri of Italians' reactions to the first week of COVID lockdown in March 2020. Alessandri found that the lockdown threatened people's self-concept, which is what he defines as how much you have clearly defined who you are. He says people who had more clearly defined who they were tended to be more reactive to the pandemic and experienced more negative effects than those with lower self-concept clarity. Dutta writes that though at the beginning of the pandemic, we questioned what we believed to be true about ourselves, since then we've kind of adjusted to this new world. Another 2020-induced identity shift highlighted in the article is that many people were forced to adopt a new social role due to the pandemic. For example, we had working parents having to suddenly homeschool their children, or employees shifting from working in person to working fully remotely, or all family and friends socializing, moving completely online. Dutta mentions another study published in PLOS One that mentioned these forced social role disruptions caused an increase in feelings of inauthenticity, especially for those roles that people held as very important to them. Dutta shares an example, and I quote here, "If being a musician is central to your identity, for example, it's more likely that you would feel inauthentic playing virtual shows on Zoom. But if your job isn't a big part of who you are, you might not be as affected." I think that inauthenticity piece is something very noteworthy here. There were a lot of things we did during COVID, a lot of roles that we filled during COVID that were not necessarily natural or wanted by us, but they were a necessity that we filled. So I think that inauthenticity piece actually makes a lot of sense here due to those forced social role changes. And the last point I will mention from this article about identity changes due to the pandemic is related to social media. The co-author of the study Dutta mentioned, named Jinxie Joyce Liu, is a lecturer in marketing at the city campus of the University of London. Liu says that during the isolation of lockdown, social media took over as many people's main social outlet. A quote from Liu reads, "Time spent on social media increased people's sense of inauthenticity, perhaps because social media entails a lot of impression management and some people use heavy editing." So that's the second time that inauthenticity is mentioned in this article. And I think it is absolutely worth noting here that this period of the pandemic, this period of 2020, honestly, was such an unprecedented, that was the buzzword of 2020, time that we were all a little confused about how to handle everything, especially socially, personally, mental health-wise. There was a lot that went into it. Dutta hits the nail on the head in ending this article by saying, "With all that we've experienced, many of us have fundamentally changed as people. The more we accept we are no longer the same people after this crisis, the easier it will be for us to reconcile who we are now and who we want to become." I love this ending to the article because it is so true and so real. And again, I feel so seen by what I'm reading. I'm really trying to explain how we are changing in the light of everything that we've been through in 2020. It was a very holistic experience with so much more than a pandemic, but the pandemic certainly changed life in a way that none of us could have expected. And we can't be the same on the other side of what we lived through. I have one more thing that I want to share with you about how we have changed since 2020. It's aligned to what I did in my first season of this podcast in asking people to share about their lives before, during, and after 2020. Organ Health News asked its readers about how the pandemic changed them. They got about 200 responses, which are summarized on the organ.gov website alongside expert perspectives. One expert highlighted in this piece is Dr. George Keepers, professor and chair of the Department of Psychiatry at Oregon Health and Science University. Several of Dr. Keepers' reflections on 2020 are shared in the article, and I'd love to share a couple of those with you right now. He said, "A global event such as the pandemic has the potential to change not only our day-to-day behaviors, but the way we view life as well." He backs this up with explaining, because the pandemic exposed us to so much death and led to feeling so much fear of death, quote, "The confrontation with mortality tends to make people rethink things. If they've had a death in the family, those have profound effects on how people approach life as well." And then on top of this confrontation and contemplation of mortality, there was the isolation factor. And Keeper says that with all of the isolation that people endured, they actually lost social skills. And as a result, they are less comfortable in social situations. And during all of that isolation, Keepers points out that we developed routines during lockdown that may have given us some immediate comfort and even entertainment, like binge watching TV. But getting stuck in those comfortable routines is ultimately bad for you. I love this next point here. He also says, quote, "Historically, periods of extreme tension often give way to permanent change, both in ourselves and socially." And he throws out the example of the European Renaissance that happened in the wake of the Black Plague in Europe in 1347. And at the end of the day, the article reads, quote, "Everyone's pandemic experience is different, and how each person navigates life after the pandemic will be unique as well." And this is so true. It's important to remember that while we all lived through the same events as human beings living on this earth during the same time period, we all experienced all of the elements that went into making 2020, 2020 through the lens of our own lives, experiences, personalities, and identities. And I would strongly recommend that you check out the link in the show notes to this Oregon Health News blog and read the excerpts from the respondents sharing their reflections on their 2020 experience. These studies really hit home for me. I dramatically changed my life as a result of what I experienced in 2020, and I will never be the same because of it. And honestly, it's comforting to know that I'm not alone here and that experts and research are also seeing these trends, particularly across Americans, but also across the world. There is already information out there about what's changing since 2020. If you know any research being done in this area or people studying similar topics, please reach out to me at info@2020didititome.com. If you enjoy 2020 Did It To Me, please take a moment to rate and review this podcast wherever you are currently listening to it. This episode was researched, written, and produced by me, Brenna Chambliss. Sarah Duff created our cover art, and our music is by Winnie the Moog. Link in the show notes. Thank you for listening.